are listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Open Phones,
where it's our turn to get feedback. Here's Griff.
And this Open Phone segment is sponsored by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Now, not to make you feel guilty or anything. This is not a passive-aggressive ploy on my part. But let me just leave you with this. A certain eBay radio host went to great lengths to make sure he could join you today and we'd have a show while on the road, where we would normally just cancel the show or I wouldn't be on it. But at great expense, because this device wasn't cheap, and, you know, with some consternation and time, here I am in my hotel room.
Full of it.
Radio show. Well, and again, it's not to guilt you, but the least you could do is call. You never call. You never write. We've done so much for you by getting me here. You would think you would call us at 888-723-4630. So call now already.
But first, it's time for our research report with Matt Broussard, brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Hello, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Hi. This was truly an exciting week for comic book sales on eBay. On Sunday, a copy of Action Comics number 1 from 1938, featuring the first appearance of Superman, sold for $3.2 million on eBay. The Comics Guarantee Corporation gave the condition of this copy a score of 9.0 out of 10, which helped it to sell for so much. Now, provenance is very important to comic books at this level of value. Collectors know most of the surviving copies of this issue, their condition, and who has them. Some of you might remember a couple of years back when Nicolas Cage sold his copy of Action Comics number 1 for over $2 million. While it may not be surprising that the first appearance of such an important cultural icon sold for such a high price, comic books have only started hitting the $1 million range in the last 5 years. This is Matt Broussard reporting from Terapeak. Now back to Griffin Lee.
Oh, thank you, Matt. Yes, I enjoyed buying that comic book over the weekend.
Yeah.
I just got my little PayPal account out, and there I was, you know.
Somebody's account is way overdrawn.
Thank you very much, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Ooh. So, Griff, are you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm sitting next to the air conditioner. It's getting a little cold.
And
I'm never cold, so I got to reach over here and turn it down.
Some of them won't let you turn it down now.
Oh, this one you can do it. Well,
you have to go to the wall thing.
Yeah, there's a wall thing. I can reach it. I suspect it's actually a prop, because it doesn't seem, no matter what I do to change, the numbers change.
No, but that's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, the thing has a mind of its own.
What they do now is, instead of doing it on the thing under the window, you have to go to the wall now. They kept the things under the window so the air comes out of it, but you have to make the adjustments on the wall, the little thing on the wall. I stay in a lot of hotels. What can I tell you? Listen, if you can't call in for whatever reason, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show while we're on the air. All you have to do is click Contact Us on the eBay radio player, the same window that's playing this broadcast right now. Fill out the web form and hit the Submit button. And we can't promise to respond to every email we receive, but we'll certainly do our best. And usually we do respond to them all. So again, our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, and Griff, our friend Daniel Perry in Front Royal, Virginia, is on with his update. He's known on eBay as Karate25 Daniel. How's it going for you today, Daniel?
I tell you what, Lee and Griff, I am blessed and highly favored.
Oh, yes, tell us why.
I am blessed and highly favored. I have just sold myself another video game this morning.
Yay!
Oh, fantastic!
All right, Daniel.
Many does that make so far?
I have sold 2 in the space of about less than a week.
And that's 2 more than bags of dried fruit. So that's a success.
Yeah. Yep, and I've got 1 left, and I'm going to start putting my DVDs up. that I've got here in my box of assorted goodies that I got from bidonfusion.com.
Yay.
And I'll be going in there this month, the 1st of September, to try to nab myself two or three boxes worth of toys to start selling them for the Christmas season.
So we bring this up usually after we leave you, but we're going to say it now. Daniel is blind, and so it has been a challenge for him to sell on eBay, but I do want you to know there are other blind people selling on eBay.
Yes, there are.
And Daniel is learning little by little how to do it, and of course one of the issues that he has is he can't go out product sourcing. And so he bought a box from BidOnFusion, and it's working for him. And he does have his mom helping him.
Yes.
His mom helps him. So, Daniel, thank you so much for that update. I'm so happy for you. Again, he's known on eBay as Karate.
Thanks, Daniel.
25.
Thank you.
Daniel.
And I do have a question.
Okay.
What is Live Auctioneers? I've never heard of that.
So it's a company that has been around for a while, and what they did is they started the company is a platform for real live auction houses for them to leverage the breadth and power of the internet to bring in more bidders. So if you're a member of Live Auctioneers, if you're an auction house, you know, physical auction house where you have an auction, people come in and there's paddles and there's bidding and there's previewing,
yeah,
and they list all the inventory on their site in separate listings, and then they make it easier for those auction houses or auction companies to reach a wider range of bidders, and they use different types of programming so that you can bid before or bid live. We had an arrangement with Live Auctioneers for several years in the past. eBay did, and if you were an eBay buyer back prior to 2009, you may remember the partnership. I enjoyed it. I thought it was a lot of fun. But I'm an experienced auction buyer. I think it was confusing for people who weren't, who were interested in the items, because the experience, although in search the items would show up on eBay, the experience was very different in the fulfillment end. So that kind of went by the by. We're looking to restart a type of live auctions again. But Live Auctioneers, after our partnership, they continued on, and they've been growing.
Okay.
And yeah, it's a pretty
Where I'm from, we didn't have paddles. It was just mostly a bunch of rednecks, and the auctioneer was hollering out. And,
yeah.
We didn't have, it wasn't as sophisticated as you're thinking of, Griff, where I'm coming from.
I don't know if anybody in the audience remembers this, or you'd have to almost be from the South to remember this.
Oh,
but
man.
I used to, when I was a little girl and visited my grandfather, I went to tobacco auctions.
Oh, my golly. Okay, I've never heard of those.
Yeah, and you went to the person's property. You know, like their farm, and you went to their, I used to help tie the tobacco.
Oh, my goodness.
For one of my uncles. You know, you bring all the tobacco leaves and you tie them. I'll never forget the smell of it.
Oh,
and then people would come and bid on the tobacco, and they did old-fashioned kind of auctioneering.
Oh, man.
Where you can't understand a word of it. But listen, Daniel, thank you so much for keeping us. We're enjoying watching you succeed, and that's what's important. Thank you, Daniel. Our telephone number, 888-RADIO-30. 888-723-4630, and we're going to dish a listing in just a moment or two, but Melissa doesn't have the item number up there yet, so soon as she gets the item number, we're going to dish a listing for Julie in Chicago. Are you with us, Julie?
Yes, I am.
Do you have the item number?
I do. It is 351 351-155-401903. And this is something that I was messing with all last night, trying to get the best picture on. I just want your thoughts. Right now it looks like I threw a rug on a mannequin.
I don't think it looks
and
that bad.
It's not a rug. It is a really nice Vera by Vera Wang shrug.
Yes.
And it looks like I threw a bath towel over the...
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I could tell what it is. I think you're being too harsh on yourself. I think they're nice photos.
Actually, I can see the whole thing. I can see what it is.
I have a suggestion.
I will take anything because I'm like, I'm so new at this. I feel like I'm learning fashion photography, and that's what I took 70 pictures before I got 12.
So
literally last night, trying to get this picture or these pictures.
So this is a this has. Correct me if I'm wrong. This is something with no arms, correct?
Correct.
Right. So your first photo, there's a this does have a tie. There's a ribbon, right? Yes, there it is. I think
it's
this
a grosgrain ribbon in the back. Right. Uh-huh.
So your first photo, I would have shown with it tied in the front. That's going to give it more shape. It's I don't know how shapely the mannequin is, but pulling that in is definitely going to show the shape better, and I think there would be less confusion about are those arms, because we know they're not. It's an armless piece. But
right.
The way the sides are hanging, it looks like, whoa, those are long, long arms. Sleeves, I'm sorry. So yeah, I would just have a photo, the first photo, one where it's tied in the front to show.
Okay. All right. Well,
it's very nice. I think it's very stylish.
And you know, the final photo shows exactly the way it looks.
Oh, it does? I mean, I didn't see that. Hold
yeah, look at the last photo.
The last photo.
You know, she's got the lapel.
Oh, wait a minute.
See what I mean?
The last photo is better than your first.
It is.
It's much easier to see what this is with the lapels folded out, and the lighting seems a little bit better. So just trade out those photos.
Hold on, because we're going to complete the dishing.
We're going to do a total dishing. Total dishing. This open phone segment was sponsored by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Call us now at 888-723-4630. You're listening to eBay Radio.
Shipping between 1 and 5 packages a day and still looking for that perfect shipping sweet spot? You should be spending time growing your business, not seeking out shipping solutions. You can quit looking now because Andesha's services rock. When you need USPS shipping labels and tracking services, Andesha's integrated system imports orders and information directly from your account at eBay. The efficiency is breathtaking. The automatic discounts and qualified postage rates will also tickle your fancy. And La Piste de Resistance, you can proudly brand your company by featuring your logo or message on your own customized shipping labels. And at the end of the day, when the goods are safely on their way to your customers, you'll know you've chosen the best. Andesha.com. There's a 30-day free trial waiting for you now at ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio. You found your shipping sweet spot.
Sometimes it becomes clear when you're product sourcing that you need to fish in a new pond. BidOnFusion.com is looking for those few savvy power sellers who recognize a great new fishing opportunity when they see one. BidOnFusion.com is America's largest wholesale resource for bulk closeout lots from major retailers such as Walmart and Home Depot, along with customer returns and overstocked inventory. BidOnFusion has the widest variety of goods available to eBay sellers. You'll find great new inventory auctions going for pennies on the dollar against full retail. Historically available to only large-scale liquidators. Choose from appliances, general merchandise, power tools, home entertainment, building materials, home improvement lots, and more, all bundled into premium pallets. We constantly offer new inventory every day. Check us out often. Go to BidOnFusion.com. There's some big fish waiting.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 280.
When dating vintage clothing, be sure to look at the label. Linda Bottino is known on eBay as top-rated seller Linbot 1 and is the owner of the eBay store Eclectic Resurrection. She explains why it's so important.
Years ago, labeling was completely different. When you're finding a vintage item, if it's got a union label, that is a great way. And it's easy to go online and Google dating vintage clothing with union labels. You can find pictures of all different union labels, and you can really get down to, like, a few years, so at least you can get a good knowledge of, okay, I know it's this decade, and then you have to follow your nose, looking at the zippers and what fabric and the bindings and all that.
Stay connected to all 3 eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to to another eBay Radio Open Phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this Open Phone segment is brought to you by Bid on Fusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. We're so fancy here. 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-723-4630 with our technology and broadcasting.
And all that crap.
From hotels, of all things.
And
we're on the line.
And I do want the listener to know that one thing that makes this so wonderful is that we do not use just a normal internet service provider.
Oh, no, no, no.
We have a fiber optic just for us, fiber optics, and no one else is on that.
No one in the world.
No.
We have the only fiber optic connection.
Well,
in the world.
No, on our connection, it's only us.
It's only
us. You know, like on DSL and even cable, you're dealing with other people being on it.
Right. So it's you have to share it.
So you're sharing the bandwidth.
So it's
so
the
to
difference
speak.
between taking the messy crosstown bus with a bunch of undesirables or having a limousine come and pick you
and
up.
And that is exactly what's going on with us right now. And you know who's in our limousine right now?
Who did we pick up?
Julie from Chicago. We picked her up. You know, and
I can tell this is high quality and top of the line here. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So much for
yes.
the bandwidth. I love it. Mm-hmm.
You stick with us, you'll be blowing Gaster silk. I guarantee it. I'd say fodding, but I think it's not right.
Yes.
I love this listing. The photos are actually, they're pretty good. This is a hard thing to photograph. So it's very textured. It's dark. You made a really good call putting it against a white background. And I think you started to get where towards that last photo is closer, the last one. And there's one that shows, let me look at this one here. There's one that is a close-up that shows just the top of the torso. And it's a nice sharp photo, so I can see the nubby, fuzzy texture, which is cool. If I was a woman, I'd want to wear this. I'm a guy.
Well, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's very nice.
It is. So
okay, because it just literally, it was 70 pictures before I got. And I'm learning, you know, and I'm realizing, too, I should have made that collar come over, like, the first thing I did. And then I don't know how people would want to wear it with the tie in the back. It just seems like it's made for the tie to be in the back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
But I think that it would be, I think you would have had a nicer photo if you... The first photo showed it tied in the front and then untied because then it gives it that shape. But, that being said, I still don't think that there's – I don't think anyone's going to really – if they go through the photos, especially the second photo, clearly shows, you know, the deep armless sleeves, which are important
yeah.
with a
yeah.
piece like this. This is worn over clothing. So
how do you like her title? I think it's very good.
Vera Wang, Simply Vera, black shrug, nubby textured black silver, large long vest. I think it's okay. I just don't know. What's the
material?
Yeah. What's
it? It is an unknown to me material. It feels like kind of furry.
Yeah.
But yet it has a texture to it. It is about at least a quarter inch thick.
Oh, no. Is there...
But
it says what it is.
Light.
It's polyester cotton acrylic blend. I can see the tag.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know what the name of it would be. It's not a chenille. It's much more fuzzier than that. But
So it does have cotton in it, right?
So, blah.
What's that?
So it does have cotton in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's. I can't read the percentages that closely. Let me see what it says.
Maybe I'll get a better picture of that.
No, I can zoom in. It's 65% polyester, 19% cotton, 13% acrylic.
Good, so it's a cotton blend.
It is, but there's a name for this type of fabric, and I might, if it were me, I'd go out and do a little research to see if there's a generic term that everyone uses. But that being said, the only other thing I'd say about your photos, and it's not too bad, but again, there's a lot of sellers suffer from this. There's a white balance issue. I think most of your photos, 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, and on, show it in true color. The third photo is it has a warm cast, and it makes it look brown instead of silvery black. And that could
I have a huge problem right now, and that's what I'm learning about is the white balance.
Yeah,
and
so.
Thank
white
you
balance,
for mentioning that. Yeah.
The eBay quick tips for sellers that we did about white balance should be uploaded within a week or two. So That could be a help. But that being said, I still think your photos are admirable. I think they're pretty good. Your title's good.
Okay. All right.
I like her item specifics.
Item specifics are great.
Her description is good.
Description's pretty readable.
Most of it is just one sentence or one line.
Yeah.
Which is good.
You got measurements. I might do a little editing. You know, I'm a great believer in getting the facts in there so that they're easy to read. But it's not bad. It's okay. So, the only other thing I would really suggest, because you could be missing out on buyers, is I'd try to find out if there's a term, and I should know this because, well, you know, it's inbred in some of us, but I don't know the term, for this kind of fabric. This kind of nubby fabric, there's a word for it. I don't know what it is.
I'm going to find that word out. I'm going to figure it out.
Let me know if you figure it out.
Because it is a very unusual, cool fabric, mm-hmm. and it's not just, you know, it looks like fur, but it's not fur.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's, I can't even describe it. It's just, and that's the other thing. I just couldn't get how pretty this is in the pictures because.
Oh, Julie, we have to break in a minute. But I wanted to tell you one of the things you might want to do if you're not there is go hang out on the eBay Radio chat board in the community section for our group because somebody, if they know, is going to publish it there and someone's going to give you some ideas.
Definitely, we'll do that. Thank you both so much.
So we have to give her a score.
Oh, 4.85.
Absolutely, 4.85. Thank you, Julie.
Thanks, Julie. Well, you've made it through another hour of eBay Radio.
Yes.
This open phone segment was brought to you by BidOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. In our second hour, we'll start off with 7 tips for great customer service. So stay with us and join us here on eBay Radio. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing, Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
Your calls are eBay Radio's reason for being. But if you can't call in, simply email your question, comment, or listing dish request directly to us. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio player during the show. Fill out the web form and hit the Submit button. Griff and Lee can't promise to respond to every email received, but they'll certainly do their best. That's Contact Us on the eBay Radio player. Fill out the web form and hit Submit. We look forward to hearing from you.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
34 hopes, 35 hopes, 36 hopes.
What's that?
It's my husband. He's at the bank jumping through hoops. We need some funds quickly to grow our business. He'll be gone all day, pretty much.
Why don't you just go to Cabbage.com? Cut out all this jumping through hoops business.
How would that be different?
Cabbage makes it easy. Their swift process looks at real-life data, like your selling history online, not just your credit score. You get a decision in minutes, and your funds are available to use instantly. Yes, you heard right. Just minutes until Cabbage funds are in your account to use. Up to $100,000.
Wow. Where do I go, and what do I do?
First, go pick up your husband from the bank. Then visit Cabbage.com and simply link your eBay store or any online service you use. No paperwork, faxing, or waiting in line required. In less than 7 minutes, you could be using your funds. That's Cabbage with a K.com. Fast, flexible funding at your fingertips.
Inside Bubble Fast headquarters in a recent year.
Our customers are asking for environmentally safe shipping supplies.
So are our supplies here at Bubble Fast durable?
Yes.
And are they high quality?
Yes.
And now they want environmentally friendly shipping supplies as well?
Yes.
Can we give it to them?
I don't know.
Well, let's go look for eco-friendly yet durable stuff.
And they did it. At Bubble Fast, you help them see that they need to be part of the Earth's solutions and not part of its challenges. I guess you could say the customer is their mentor. From biodegradable packing peanuts to recycled bubble cushioning to recyclable boxes and more, they've tirelessly searched for the best sustainable green shipping supplies available.
You want to do the right thing for the planet, and they have a good start for you at Bubble Fast.